Zealanders with Asia and the peoples of Asia, the culture, and they effectively do it through, you know, a multiple approach, through sport, through arts, through business, and through the engagement of young people learning about Asia and its many complexities and beautiful cultures.
It would be fair to say that quite a few of our Māori businesses have benefited from the engagement relationship between built up because of the foundation, and we've been able to participate, well, we've been able to participate in their economy and vice versa. Would that be so?
Oh, well, very much so. And I mean, it's quite a momentous week, because we've seen on television our groupings go to the Middle East, into Dubai, and the, you know, the exhibition there. It's not part of Asia, but it's the ongoing engagement and the ongoing building of relationships with people in the many markets of the world. I mean, it's got a part is obviously business, but the fundamentals here is actually building relationships with people. And for New Zealanders to, you know, perhaps for young people, because they have an internship program and they have, you know, various levels of engagement, it's how you might develop your interest in Asia and, you know, build a lifelong relationship effectively.
What is the Asia market worth to the Māori economy?
Well, it's a significant number, because the Asia market, led by China, is in the, you know, multi billions of sales, and of course, you know, our biggest interest is in the primary sector. It doesn't matter whether it's seafood, and sheep and beef, cattle, dairy, horticulture. We are deeply embedded in those sectors, and hundreds of millions, billions of dollars of trade is going into Asia. We've just finished the APEC round, which has been, you know, a challenging time for the New Zealand team, but they've done a very, very good job. Just finished the APEC chief executive seminars the other week. And whilst it's not part of the Asia Foundation's work, of course, all these things are supported by the various organisations, whether they be business, cultural, the arts, and like the Asia New Zealand Foundation. It's quite a difficult time to operate like this, because we can't travel. And much of the work of the Asia New Zealand Foundation is taking people into Asia itself.
And because of COVID, that has impacted on our ability to do business. To what extent, to how much have we lost, business have we lost as a result?
That's difficult to quantify also, but because when we had sort of closures in those countries, we had a number of products that were in, particularly in the hospitality, in the, you know, in the tourism and the hotels in that sector. And effectively, many of that business dried up. So, you know, we've heard all about them, particularly on the seafood. The seafood industry has taken some difficult challenges over the last 18 months. But interestingly to note, most of the ones that were having difficulty with the hospitality channels, they are slowly emerging. Sales are improving, and the prices for our goods, they're on the move back to where they were pre-COVID. There's some way to go, because you all know that in the likes of the EU market, we've now got a surge. They're considering various lockdowns in those markets, and if that does come through, you will have hospitality inhibited, you know, and potentially some of those businesses won't be able to operate, and that will flow into our exports. But we're all working at it. These exporters have done relatively well over this period. We've had a lot of issues to face, but we're pushing ahead with our work in Asia and trying to get people now, obviously, to go out to the market, because it's been 2 years since many of us have had face-to-face activity, unless that you've got people in offices in the markets themselves.
When we talk Asia, what are we talking about here?
we're talking Southeast Asia, so we're effectively talking from Indonesia, Philippines, Singapore, and all the way north to the northeast to Japan and China, and that, you know, that huge gathering of people, very big part of the world's global economy. And it's fundamental, the relationships of Asia for New Zealand and our prosperity, you know, intergenerationally going forward into the future. We need to understand Asia. We need to understand the cultures of people, build relationships. We've had, you know, fortunate and unfortunate relationships over the decades, but there's very long established relationships with many of the countries of Asia.
What impact will our relationship, our export, our, you know, trade deal with the UK, the UK-NZ trade deal, have? Positive impact, negative impact, no impact at all, help increase our profitability, our bottom lines, the Asia market, now that we've got the UK-NZ?
Well, the UK is a small part of our trade, so it used to be the largest part of our trade. Some 60-70% of New Zealand's trade 50 years ago. It's only about 4% now, and that's good because New Zealand is in a place where we have a great diversity, albeit we're heavily weighted to China. But, you know, we need to grow these markets, and there's different products that come from them, different services. So, you know, I'm optimistic about the future where we can build business in the UK. We need to, and we need to do it in the EU. So, we basically can spread our sales program and our risk across the global markets.
Thank you so very much. So your appointment to the board, Asia, yes. NZ Foundation, is it for life? Is it a tenure? What is
no,
it?
No, they do a three-year tenure, and they've been going through over the last 5-6 years a sort of a reset. Because it used to be like a very large gathering. They've got a smaller group of trustees, and you would have noted that you know, their recent appointments have been from Pacific Asian Māori trustees. So they're diversifying, and you know, mix of women, and but very much more people that are engaged with the Asian Pacific community. And that's a good thing because, you know, we need to get a greater participation of New Zealand Māori and Pacifica, and the, you know, the diversity of our population with Asia and its many opportunities and offerings.
Do you have any Americans on the board, on the foundation?
We not in the trusteeship, to my understanding, and I'm not sure about the staff. It's a small organisation with about 35 staff, and most of its work is based on annual research, either into Asia or effectively what New Zealanders and how they view Asia, and you know what they see as the challenges. And of course, you know, we invest in people to broaden their perspective and knowledge of Asia.
Thank you so very much for joining us. You're on your way to an exports award.
Yes, it's. I've been locked up down in the South Island because of the north, but I thought I'd venture into Pōneke tonight, and going to Te Papa. They have the Wellington Export Awards, the Business Awards here, and you know, we're coming up to see, some market intelligence on what the Wellington business people are doing and celebrate their successes.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much. Congratulations again to you, Paul. For your appointment to the foundation. Wonderful. Very good. I hope they give you a nice chain or watch.
I'm not sure about that, Claudette, but thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so very much for joining us. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Congratulations. Thanks very much to Paul Morgan. And yes, his appointment to the Asia New Zealand Foundation. Interestingly, there he talked about sport and education.